Hello, this is Ben Wallace, Fisheries Biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and hope you're having a good morning. Today I'm bringing the weekly Fishing and Conservation Report. We got some rain this week and temperatures have come back down a bit. This weekend is looking to be pretty mild with low wind speeds, so some really great weather for getting outdoors. Unfortunately, fishing remains fairly slow. There have been quite a few anglers hitting the water, but aren't getting a lot of fish to show for it. I do think that we're a little early yet, and the fact that it has stayed pretty warm through most of September hasn't helped. Now, we normally see a pretty decent fall bite for fishing. For example, in the creel surveys that we have done over the years, May and June are always the biggest months for walleye fishing. However, we usually see another spike in walleye fishing and harvest in September and October. Now, it's usually not as good as the spring, but it's definitely the second best time of year to go after walleye. So I think that type of fishing is still on the horizon. We just need our water temperatures to get cooler, like down in the 60s, and we just aren't there yet. Well, last Sunday was the last day for the special September teal season, and this year the teal season really didn't seem to amount to much. Hopefully that's not a predictor of the rest of the waterfowl seasons to come. This Saturday, September 20th, the youth waterfowl season and the Canada goose season both open up in the North Zone. The North Zone is the part of Iowa north of Highway 20. The following weekend it will be the Central Zone's turn. So this is the time of year where you're really going to have to start paying attention to the waterfowl season openers and closers and what zone you plan on hunting in. Well, this Saturday is also the opening day for the youth deer season and the disabled hunter deer seasons. Those seasons will open up at 1/2 hour before sunrise on Saturday the 20th and will run through October 5th. Now, this season provides a really great opportunity for kids and other folks that might have a harder time getting outdoors to hunt when the weather is much more mild and the deer are still pretty naive. So what are the rules surrounding the youth deer season? Well, Iowa residents that are younger than 16 years old on the day that they obtain a license are eligible to get a youth deer season tag. While hunting, the youth hunter must be under the direct supervision of an adult mentor who has a valid hunting license. Now, youth hunters may hunt with a bow, shotgun, muzzleloader, or rifle. And when I say rifle, I mean the type of rifles that can be used during the regular gun seasons. So youth hunters with a youth deer license who do not harvest a deer during that youth season can use that unfilled tag in any of the following deer seasons. However, they just have to follow the rules specified for whatever season it is that they're hunting. But party hunting is not allowed with that tag even during the regular gun seasons. So again, a really great opportunity for a youth hunter to get an extra tag and an earlier opportunity to go after deer. Well, we're a little ways off, but our urban trout stockings will start up again later this fall. As the water temperatures drop and get to the point where we can sustain trout, we'll start stocking some of these smaller ponds around the state so that people can have an opportunity to target trout without having to drive all the way to northeast Iowa. Now, these trout stockings won't start up until October, but it is something to keep on your radar. Now, hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. If you go outside, tell someone where you're going when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid out hunting or fishing this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, Fisheries Biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping y'all have a safe and successful angling adventure.